We begin the new Masechet Baba Basra. Begin on Daf Beis, where we begin the first parak of Masechet Baba Basra, Parak HaShutafen. Parak HaShutafen takes over from where the previous Masechet Baba Metzia and Baba Kama left off. As Tesis brings, there's an opinion that says Kulin Nizakin Chad Masechet. It's really one Masechet which talks about the halachas of Nizakin, of the interpersonal relationships, which our Masechet talks about Muchzakas, people taking possession, and kinyanim, transfer between two people, which that's also the topic of our parak regarding HaShutafen, where there's partners regarding the rights and the requirements that each partner has in their business relationship. Now, Taisa actually points out that the reason specifically for this title of this parak of HaShutafen coming first after Masechet Baba Metzia is because in Baba Metzia, towards the end, in the Kof Tezayin Mabez, we learned in the Mishnah, HaBayis V'Aliyah Shal Beis Shanaflu, regarding that you have an apartment building that was shared by two people, that they split the wood, therefore, and the Gemara calls them Shutafen partners, so that's why our Mishnah continues on that theme. So too, there's actually a Mishnah later than that, all the way at the end, at Kof Yudches Mabez, that says regarding two gardens, one on top of the other, and there's a Yerek between them, that's some type of a partnership they share where it grows in one of those earth, but the airspace it takes up in the other partner. So there's some type of a partnership. So that's where it segues into at the beginning of our Masechta talking about HaShutafen regarding a partnership. So that the Masechta begins HaShutafen regarding partners who they have a courtyard that they share in that they share together, which that's the Shutfis, the partnership. And the houses of both of those open up into the shared courtyard. Now, the reason for that is because in Talmudic times, all the courtyards that are spoken about were in front of the houses, and that's where most of the things that they did were in the courtyards. Only the private, really private things they did in the houses. But the courtyards were shared by all the members of that common area where their houses would open up into that. That's the courtyard. So that says the Mishnah HaShutafen Shiratu Lasas Mechitza Bechatzim. Regarding partners, meaning people that shared the courtyard, they wanted to make a separation in the courtyard, meaning generally it's open, but now everyone wanted to fence it off. That's your part of the courtyard, this is going to be my part of the courtyard. Says the Mishnah, so they build the wall that's now going to suddenly separate their parts of the courtyard. They build it in the middle, and each one gives half of the space of the thickness of the wall from his part, and so to the other one. That's the halacha the Mishnah is describing. When they want to divide it, then you're gonna that wall that they're gonna build is gonna be built in the middle of their spaces. Now continues the Mishnah, Makim Shenagu Livnais. If it's the place where the custom is to build with specific type of bricks, whether they be gvil, gazes, kefisin, levanin, which the Gemara is gonna explain what are these types of bricks, which are different dimensions as our Mishnah will explain. Bainin, so then that's how you have to build it. As the Mishnah says, Hakol Kiminigam Adina, everything goes according to the custom of that country. In other words, if the custom is to build with gvil, then the other person cannot say, no, I only want to do with gazes. You have to do, once they agree to go ahead and make that separation and build the wall, then you have to do according to the custom of that country. As the Mishnah explains, by gvil, when we said that they do it in the middle and they shear the expense of the wall, so Zendaisi Gimel Tvachim, one person, if you have, let's say, two people that they share this common courtyard, now they're splitting and dividing it, so one of them gives three tavachim of space, and the other one gives three tavachim of space for a sum total of six tavachim, which that's the width of a wall that's made out of gvil. But gazes, when it's made out of gazes, he gives two and a half tavachim, he gives two and a half tavachim. But kfisin, when it's a wall made out of kfisin, he gives two tvachim and he gives two tvachim. But levainin, what's made out of levainin, each one gives one and a half tvachim. And the reason for that is, again, because the thickness of a wall made out of gvil, which the Gemara is going to explain, that's regular bricks out of the mountain, which has not been planed, which is longer, is six tvachim. The gazes one, which has been planed, is five tvachim. Kfisin are half of bricks when they're put together with clay in the middle, it's the thickness of four tvachim, therefore each gives two tvachim. And levainim is whole bricks, which is three tvachim, so therefore each one gives one and a half tvachim. Now, continues the Mishnah. Lefikach, therefore, since as we're explaining in the Mishnah that in the beginning of the structure of this wall, the Chacham required that both of them have to shear in the building of the wall, so now im nafal ha-kaisel, so if after many years that the wall has been constructed, the wall falls down, neither one of the two constituents of this courtyard could say that all of the wall was built in my part and actually all the bricks belong to me. even if it's going to be a case where he's more muchzik, he's more in possession of the bricks than the other person. Whereas the Gemara will explain, for example, if let's say all the bricks fall into his part, so he essentially is the muchzik because it's falling into his domain, and the other one would be the maitzi, and that says the Mishnah no. Since we know that they each have to share in the building and the construction of it, so ultimately when the falls even years later, hamakim v'avanim shoshneim, so the space of where it had taken up, and the bricks which now fall down and now they're going to just use the debris, belongs to the two of them. So that was the halacha regarding dividing a courtyard, which a courtyard has specific types of utility, which are things that people do with it. They wash laundry. That's the specific utility which the Mishnah said if they're going to separate it, then they have to build this wall. Says the Mishnah, v'chein begina, same halacha applies to a garden, which is makom shenogu lagder, if it's the custom to go ahead and build a wall, then mechay ben oisei, then the requirement is on both them to build the wall in the middle. Now, avo babika, says the Mishnah, but in a field of grain, not a courtyard, is where people do their things, this is a field of grain, then makom shenogu shaloi ligder, then if the custom is not to build the wall, which the Gemara explained, what exactly are you saying, and what's if the halacha would be the custom is to build the wall. But that's how it's describing it. By a garden, it's saying the makam is, if the makam is to build, where that's the custom, then you require. But by a grain field, where the custom is, if it's a custom not to build the wall, then although there's the two partners who buy the garden when they're splitting, he has to build the wall. But by this field of grain, when you have two partners, and they want to go ahead and split it, we don't require the other partner to have to acquiesce to his request and build the wall. Ella imratzer, rather, says the Mishnah, if one of the two partners wants to divide his field of grain with his partner, then he could go into his space of now the subdivided field and build the wall in his part. And he makes a chazis, which I'm going to explain what it is. It's some type of a sign on the outside of the wall to show that this is the wall made by him. Therefore, if ultimately this wall falls down, then we'll know that the space where it's on and the bricks themselves belong to him. Now, continues the Mishnah, but however, if let's say the wall was made with the consent and the agreement of both of them, then by the field of grain, you'll build the wall in the middle, taking up the space of both their fields. And then you'll make the sign from either side to show that it was both of them that built this wall. Therefore, if the wall falls down, so the space and the bricks belong to both of them. So again, that's what the Mishnah was speaking about. It spoke about a courtyard, a garden, and a field of grain, whereby the courtyard it said that if they want to, then they build this wall, and they build it in the middle. A garden is a place where they usually build, then you have to go ahead and build the wall. If the other one wants to, you have to go ahead and do that. And regards to a field of grain, where if the custom is not to, then the guy doesn't have to. If one of them wants to, then let him build it in his own part, and so he could have a wall separating between him and his previous partner. Now the Gemara says regarding this halacha, what is the fulcrum? What's the crux of what the Mishnah is trying to teach us? So the Gemara says Savru, they thought, meaning the Talmid HaChacham, those Amiram in the Gemara, when they were learning the Mishnah, they thought, my mechitza, what is this halacha that it says that the partners in a courtyard, which two houses open up to a courtyard, that they want to make a mechitza in the courtyard? What does that mean, they want to make a mechitza? It means guda, means that they want to make a wall. Kedetani, like learning a brice that we find that the Tana calls a wall with the word mechitza. Like we learned, it says mechitzas hakerem, regarding the partition of a vineyard, which if a vineyard is near to a field of grain of his friend, so the halacha is that you have to have a separation between a vineyard, vines, and grain, because then you run into the problems of kala hakerem. You can't have the mixture of these two things. So if there's a wall of the vineyard, but shenifritza, where there's a breach now in that wall, so says the Braisa, Oimer Loi, so the owner of the field of grain tells the owner of the vineyard, Gedar, you have to go ahead and now fix that wall, that your grapes don't go ahead and ruin the grain of my field, because it's going to be climbed, it's going to be a prohibited mixture. And the reason for this is because since there was a wall, the owner of the field could go ahead and plant his grain right next to the wall. As the Mishnah teaches us in the second paragraph of Chavav Manalev, that if there's a wall between the two fields, he could put his vines right up until the wall, and he could put his grain right up until the wall. Because in contrast, if there's no wall, then actually the Mishnah teaches us in the second parag that a person is not allowed to plant his grapevine near the field of his friend unless he distances 4 amos, which is the amount of space to work the vineyard, because or else it's going to be considered as klein. So now here they planted even less than 4 amos because the wall was separating, which that allows it. Now there's a breach in the wall. Oh, there's a breach. It's going to allow the interconnection between the vines and the grain, which is going to cause a klein. So he tells him, go ahead and gedar. Now you have to fix the wall because or else it's going to cause my stuff to become klein. So he fixed it. But then chazer v'nifritza. Then again, I got a breach again. Oymel gedar. So again, the owner of the field of grain tells the owner of the vineyard, says, go ahead and fix the wall. If you don't, by the time that it's going to nourish and it's going to become into klein. So and that gemara continues on the base. So the Braisa continues, Nisyai Shemene Bulagaj. But then the owner of the vineyard gave up hope, and it's just too much. He had to continuously be fixing the wall. He stopped fixing it. Says the Braisa, Harizi Kiddush. So that then goes ahead and causes the grain in that person's field, if it increased at least a 200th of nourishment from the vine into the grain, because it nourishes from the grapevine now because they're within a certain area. So it makes it into klein now. Now the word harizah kiddush is because that's actually the terminology of the pasuk in Devarim, which says pentikdush, that you have to be careful from planting two prohibited mixtures. That's the term of tikdush, which is that it's going to become klein. So it turns into klein, v'chai bechri yusa, and therefore the owner of the vineyard is now liable for the damages that he caused for the owner of the grain by not fixing his wall and thus causing it to become klein and prohibited for hanam. Now, one thing that we brought in this braisa was we see that halacha is only with a wall, not with just a separation, which is, let's say, putting in pegs to show that it separated the field of grain and the field of the vineyard. You actually have to have a concrete wall. You have to have some type of a real separation. And yet it uses the terms of mechitza. So you see, and that's what they thought to interpret the halacha of the Mishnah, that the halacha that the Mishnah was describing, hashur tafin shiratzu la'asis mechitza beinem, what does it mean? That they wanted to make a wall. So then if they wanted to make it a wall and they agreed, so then that's what the Mishnah was describing, so then you have to make it in the middle and you have to share those expenses. But one thing the Gemara says from this is, Taimu Duratsu, what it sounds like then from our Mishnah is, because they wanted to build a wall with the agreement of the two of them, so that's why, since they both agreed, so that's why the Chacham required them that now they have to build it between the two of them. Which later on the Gemara is going to ask, who cares that they agreed, but let them backtrack. But that's what the Gemara is going to discuss over there. But that's what the Gemara assumes, that it means that they wanted to build a wall. Oh, you want to build a wall? Now you have to build it in the middle. And it says that's the requirements and measurements that Amish is talking about. But what the inference is halay ratzu. But if let's say they both did not want to make a wall, which is let's say one of them said, yeah, I agreed to split our courtyard. You use your half, I'll use my half. But I want to only invest in just putting pegs to show that this is the line where mine end and yours begins. But I don't want to go ahead and invest in a wall. It would sound like from the Mishnah that that we wouldn't be able to force him, and the other partner wouldn't be able to tell him, no, I insist on the wall because I don't want you to see the stuff that I'm doing in my half of the courtyard. Obviously, that's not the halacha, because only was ratzu. If they want to build a wall, you want to build a wall, so this is how it has to be done. But if you don't want to build a wall, then we don't force you to build a wall. Then you could just go ahead and separate it with just pegs, and everyone could see what's going on in the other person's field. Says the Gemara, Alma Hezek Re'iyah, Lav Shmei Hezek, which is the topic of the beginning of our Gemara here. Baba Basra, what's called Hezek Re'iyah. Hezek Re'iyah is certain damages that can happen from a person looking at someone else's things. Now, on that, says the Gemara, obviously that's not considered halachically as damages, and therefore we can't enforce the guy who, quote, would be damaging with his looking to have to put up a wall, because as we see from our missions, only because they wanted to, but if they didn't want to, then we don't force him. So obviously because the hezek of the Re'iyah, someone just looking at someone else's other half, meaning of his part of the courtyard, is not considered damages, and if we don't force them to make a wall. That's what the Gemara had assumed is the interpretation of Mechitza. And that asked the Gemara, the Ema Mechitza Plukta, but maybe don't learn the Mishnah like that. Maybe don't learn how Shutaf and Shiraz Latzas Mechitza Benim, that they wanted to make a wall, which sounds like only because they wanted to, but if they don't want to, then you don't have to make a wall. No, translate the word Mechitza as Plukta, as a division, meaning partners that want to make a division in the field, meaning they agree that, yes, we'll split the courtyard. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean they're agreeing? So it would be talking about a case where the courtyard does not have 8 amos for the two of them. Meaning, if there's not that 8 amos, then neither one of the partners could force the other partner to subdivide the courtyard to share in the two of them, because there's not enough area for each one to use. Now, that is why the Tana of the Mishnah was saying Shiratu, that they wanted to, because if they don't want to, then he can't actually force them to split it. The other one could demand that, no, I want to keep it as one big courtyard. Now, but once they want to divide it, if you read the Mishnah that way, Hashutaf Mishrot Salas Mechitzim, it means to say that they agreed to divide the courtyard between the two of them, then what does the Mishnah tell us? And then they have to build the wall, and use the term Kaisel, Beinayim. So obviously you see that to the contrary, as the Gemara is going to point out. But first the Gemara says, how do you see that the word Mechitza means a plukta, just a division? Like it says, the Pasuk Mamidbar says, when it was talking about the loot that they took from the countries that the Jewish people conquered in the Midbar, so it says that half of it was like this. So you see the term Mechitza could just mean a division, but not actual wall. So if that's the interpretation, now this is how you read the Mishnah. So it sounds like the Kivin, the Ratzu, so since they want to divide the courtyard, what does the Mishnah say? That they build the wall, meaning Bal Karchai, meaning even against his will. So if let's say one of them comes along and says that, I know I don't want to invest in such an expense of a wall, I just want to put on these pegs in the ground, we don't listen to him because of the damages that's going to be, that now that they're agreeing to divide the field and they're going to divide it. No. Now if you're agreeing to divide it and we're dividing it, now you got to put up a wall. Why? Alma hezek riyash me hezek. Obviously we see because now that they are two different courtyards and each one is doing their own thing, when the other person is going to look in the other person's half of the courtyard, that is going to cause damage with his visual partaking of that person's stuff, and therefore we actually force that partner who now split it to go ahead and build the wall because it's damages which he has a responsibility not to damage another person. That's what the Gemara is entertaining and saying. Don't say that it's, as we had assumed, that mechitza means a guda, a wall, but rather mechitza means a division. And then if you're going to divide, then you have to build the wall. So the Gemara says, no. Ihachi, but if that would be the case, then haishirotu lasa mechitza, then these words that the Mishnah says that the partners that they wanted to make a mechitza, shirotu lachza is mibayli, then it should have said that they wanted to divide. Even though the word mechitza can mean a division, but it shouldn't say that they wanted to make a mechitza, that they wanted to be lachzis, which is the act of dividing. That's what it should have said if it meant dividing and not making a wall. So the Gemara says it back, Elamai. So what are you saying, as the Gemara had originally assumed? Do you want to say it means a guda, a wall? But then you have a different question on the words used in the Mishnah. Bainin esakoisel? So then it says, Shutaf mishrat las mechitza, the partners that wanted to make a mechitza, which you're saying really means a wall. So the Mishnah says, oh, so bainin esakoisel, they build the wall as such and such. But then, then should they build it? Because what do you mean, kaisel? The word mechitza already means the wall. Why use the word wall again if you're supposed to use just a way of a, and you're using a noun, a pronoun, you want to say it. You already said the object itself. So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, we would say oisai, because mechitza means a guda, a wall. But itana oisai, had we said it, havamina b'mesipas me'alma, then actually we would have interpreted that what the Mishnah means to say, that they build it in between them, and it means that they make just pegs in between them. That's what the Mishnah would be saying, because that is also called a mechitza. It's also a division. Now, because then we would be interpreting that when the Mishnah said that the partners that wanted to make a mechitza, then we would go ahead and interpret that it means a chalukah. It would mean a division. And as we had explained, because then we would interpret the Mishnah as a case when there's not enough to force the other partner to divide. But if they want to divide, then Bainin Aysai, we would think, what is Bainin Aysai that we build just this pegs as a sign of a division, but that we wouldn't be able to force the partners, that it wouldn't mean a wall. Kamash Mulan, Kaisel. That's what we have to go ahead and say, Kaisel. So that we now know that actually Hezek Riyah is Loishmi Hezek. In other words, that, oh, so if we're saying Kaisel, so what are we talking about? That they agreed what was Hashrutaf and Shiratz Lassus, that they wanted to go ahead and make a wall, because if they didn't want to make a wall, then actually they would be allowed to go ahead and divide it with Mesipis, with these pegs, because to tell you that Hezek Riyah is Loishmi Hezek, it's only because they agreed to make the wall, that's why they go ahead and make a wall. But if they didn't, then they wouldn't have to, because actually then you would be able to divide it Masibas Ba'ama. That's why it says Kaisel, but you're right, or else it would have just said Aisai. But if it said Aisai, we would have thought Aisai means the Masibas, because we wouldn't be saying exactly what you're dividing it with. And then we would learn Hashutaf and Shiratu Lasis, meaning that they wanted to make a Mechitza, meaning to split it. they just want to split it, then they can do it Mesipas Ba'amo, but then that wouldn't go ahead and illustrate this halacha of that it's only when they want to make the wall, but if they don't want to, then they don't have to, because as the Gemara is assuming now, Hezek Ri'ah Lo Yishmei Hezek. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah. So our Mishnah said, okay, so when they agreed to go ahead and build the wall, so then they go ahead and they build the wall in the middle. So the Gemara is Peshitta, it's pretty obvious. Obviously, if both partners are agreeing to the wall, especially if we're saying now in the Gemara that they don't have to build the wall, they're both consenting to make it, so they both share in the space and the expenses. So the Gemara says, Leitzrich, no, it's necessary to say this halacha, the kodem chad v'ratzi l'chavri, in a case where one of the two partners went and asked the other one to please divide it with a mechitza, with a wall. So ma'adu teima matza amalei, so you would think that then the other partner who's acquiescing would be able to tell the one who made the proposition, ki esratzayilach, when did I agree to you to make this mechitza, this wall? That was ba'avira. That was just in the air, meaning a very thin wall I agreed to, but to diminish as much as possible of taking up airspace. So for example, he says, I agreed to make made out of planks, which are very thin. So, but that would take care of the problem of why you want to make a wall between the two of us so that there wouldn't be any hezek ri'ah. Or that even if it's going to be a thick wall that you're going to make, but then you're going to make it mostly in your part, besides very little, that I agreed, okay, fine, you can make that little bit into my courtyard area. But to make a thick wall, which is going to diminish bitash mishka, that's going to take away some of my utility from my half, that I didn't agree. That's what we would think he'd be allowed to tell him, because you made the proposition. I agreed to only a little bit, not to make a real wall. That's what the Mishnah is teaching, that no, since they agreed to make a wall, that is the minhag hamakom, is to make bricks, and those types of bricks, and that is made in the middle between the two partners. Now the Gemara asks now on this opinion of our Gemara, which assumed from the halacha of our Mishnah that hezek ri'ah is lo yishmei hezek, the Gemara asks, the hezek ri'ah lav yishmei hezek, is it really true that the damage of a person's visual on someone else is not considered damaging? But as the Gemara says, simon and mnemonic to remember the following questions the Gemara is going to ask is gina, garden, kaisel, wall, kaifin, we force, b'cholkin, and we divide, chaloinus, windows, and Rav Nachman, that of Rav Nachman. As the Gemara explains, tashema, coming here from the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that, so we spoke about those that the partners that wanted to split up their courtyard, up until now they used it together, now want it divided. Then the Mishnah said, v'chim begina. And the same thing applies to the garden. Now, as Tosafot points out, the Gemara's question is from the Gemara later on, Daf Dalam and Aleph concludes that when the Mishnah says, v'chim begina, it means to say that in general, a garden is like a makim shenoga ligda, although the way it's literally translated that we read in the Mishnah was, in the garden, if the custom is to go ahead and make a wall, oh, then they have to go ahead and make the wall. But the Gemara ultimately concludes that, actually, the way of translating it is that by a garden, in general, it is like a place which normally make a wall. Now, so therefore, the Gemara now is asking and assuming, why is a garden a place that you always make a wall, and you can even force the other partner to make the wall, must be because hezek ri'ah may hezek, because the other guy looking at what this guy's doing in his garden, that visual causes damage. So you see the hezek ri'ah may hezek, and that says the Gemara, no, gina shani. Yes, by garden, that's different. There, you always have to make a wall, and because there, the visual is going to be damaging, but for a different reason, kedra baba. Because the Amar Baba, Amar Avhun, Amar Rab, it says, asa la adam lamed b'steicha ve'er, it's forbidden for a person to stand by his friend's field, b'shoshia made this become esa, at a time when it's standing with the grain standing up, meaning when it's in its full bloom of all the crop, so that person who's looking should not damage it with what's called the ayin ra, the evil eye, where he's looking, oh, look what this guy has, and such and such. Now, for the ayin ra, like by a garden, therefore that applies by a garden in contrast to a courtyard. Now, Tais actually asks, well, for that reason, then there should be an automatic obligation, even by what's called a bika, which is the next case in the Mishnah, by a field of grain. So that Taisa says that no, a garden is different because there things are grown where there's vegetables for consumption, where it is constantly having vegetables that are growing over there, b'kai meseho, in its standing when it's in its full bloom. But a field of grain only has, let's say, like 1 month out of the year when it's totally up, when it's everything's ready right before it gets reaped. And therefore there, the Mishnah is going to tell us that there's no obligation to build a wall. But yes, as the halacha of Reb Ab is teaching us, one is not allowed to stand over there at least, but when it's standing, become yisahal. But by a garden, you always have to go out and make a wall because it's always become yisahal. And that's why, because of the ayin ra, That's why a person has to make a wall. But by a courtyard where there's no kama, there's no, people don't plan things over there. So just has agreed, just looking at what someone else is doing is not considered significant of a damage to require, and therefore we could say has agreed, lav shmei hezek. But by a field of grain, or by vegetable, by a garden, there's a hezekriya, because that's an ayin ra. That's something where a guy gets jealous, he sees what this guy has planted over there. That's that. There's a requirement to make a wall. But the Gemara asks, but v'hovachin ketani. But when the Mishnah says, it talks about the halacha of what we were discussing regarding the partners splitting their courtyard. And then it says, and v'chein, meaning, and also a garden that they're also, which sounds like that both of them have the same halachic reasoning, that of the garden and the courtyard, which sounds like that just like the halacha of building the wall by the garden is because of the damages one person is going to have seeing the other person's things, so too the halacha by the courtyard is going to be because of the visual of what he's going to see, which is not like the way we had set up until now. We said, no, it's only if they want to make a wall, then they have to make it, but he wouldn't have to, because hezek rilav shmei hezek. The Gemara, the Mishnah sounds like that it's the same reasoning. And if by the garden it's because of the person seeing what the other person planted is causing the damage, then seemingly so too the halacha by the courtyard is because of the person looking. And that thing says the Gemara, no. Agvil v'gazes. The v'chein is not going on the reason why you have to make this wall. By the courtyard is because they agreed upon it. Then it talks about, okay, so the dimensions, you have to make it in the middle, and they share those measurements. When it says, and so to a garden, it's going on this idea about the minhag hamakom, that just like by a courtyard, when they agree to make the wall, then they make it according to whether it be planed bricks or not unplaned bricks, that whatever the minhag hamakom is, so too by a garden, where there, yes, automatically you have a requirement to build the wall, even if they don't agree, but that's so too, meaning that it has to go according to the minhag hamakom, according to the types of bricks that are usually used. So the Gemara continues asking, Tashemat, we have a Mishnah of Heimer Aleph that says, Kleisel Chatzar Shenafel, regarding the wall of a courtyard that fell down, so Mechai V'noisi Libnes Al Dalar Ames. So we force the partner to build the wall up until the height of Dalar Ames. Now, here, as Rashi points out, it doesn't say if they wanted to, which sounds like that they have to. So why would he have to rebuild the wall? Obviously, because it's a hezekriya. By now, you could see what the guy's doing in this courtyard that could cause him damage. That says the Gemara, no, nafal shani. It's different because talking about that the wall fell, because obviously it means to say that originally they had agreed to make a wall between them, and then it fell. Now, since there was an original agreement and it fell, you got to rebuild it now. So the Gemara says, with the karila, my karila, you're right. So the one who had asked it, what was he asking? Didn't he realize that it's because it fell, that's why you have to just go back to your original commitment, but not that if you had not originally agreed that you wouldn't have to make it? So the Gemara says, yes, but Sefer Itzuchale. The one who asked the question thought that actually the halacha of requiring to build the wall between the two halves of the courtyard would actually be even initially, not only if you had and then it fell down. Now, so then why does it talk about a case of when it fell down? That's just because the Sefer, that Mishnah, wanted to teach us a different chiddush, to tell us that midalat amas ulamala ein mechayv v'naisei, that but four amas and above, that we don't obligate the other partner to build, even though the original wall was higher than Dalar Amas, we don't force him to, we only force him to go back to his commitment up until Dalar Amas. And that's why I talked about a case of falling, to say that chiddush, but really would be even if it didn't fall, that's why I asked the question. Now the Gemara says, no, nafal shani, it's only because they had originally committed, that's why you have to rebuild them, but if there wasn't, then there wouldn't be any requirement, because hezek riya, lav shmei hezek. The Gemara continues asking, Toshima, from a Mishnah Dav Zayin Mabez, Kaifin Eisai, we force him, meaning we force every constituent of that common courtyard, which all the houses that open up into that courtyard, to give his portion in the building, meaning Livnes Beishar, to build the gateway, meaning where they would build a wall opposite the gateway opening into the courtyard, which was circular around the entryway, and Videlis, they would make in that circular wall, they would make a small opening from the side, which was this door. Now the reason why they did this was because of the damages of the visual of people walking in the street, so that they shouldn't see lechatzer into the courtyard, so that we force every partner of that, every household to contribute towards building that wall that the people on the outside in the Rosh Hashanah can't see into their courtyard. Says the Gemara, Shema Minah Hezek Rishmei Hezek. Obviously we see that because the hezek of the visual of people walking in the street is considered damage, and that's why they all have to contribute to making that wall. That says the Gemara, no, hezek de rabim. the damage of the many, of the public, where everyone walking in the street is going to be able to look into that courtyard, that's shani, that's different. So yeah, that would be considered hezek of ri'ah. But just of two individuals where they split their courtyard, that wouldn't be considered hezek. That has to come out with the yachid lai, but an individual's visual that he could look into someone else's courtyard, that's not going to be considered hezek. But tashema, so the Gemara continues to ask. From the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Min Aleph, the Mishnah says, "Ein chalkin." In other words, that one partner cannot force the other partner to divide esachatzer, the courtyard that they share, achihei ba dalat ames lazel u dalat ames lazel, which we had mentioned in this halacha before. Only if there is at least 8 ames in the total courtyard, that each one after they divided will have each one will have an area that's significant of at least 4 ames. Now, but one thing the Gemara asks is, Hayesh b'kadei lezeh u'kadei lezeh. It sounds like from that Mishnah, if there is enough space, let's say it's 10 amas wide their courtyard, so each one is going to get 4 amas after it's divided. So it sounds like then, chalkin, then they could force the other partner to divide. My lav b'kaisel, what type of division? Isn't it that meaning that he can make the other one make a wall? Obviously, you see, hezek riyish mei hezek. That's the Gemara. No, I know, but Masibas Ba'alma. It just means that he can force them to divide by putting pegs in the ground and saying, up until till here you can go, you can't go past here anymore. So that's what he means. He can force them to divide, although now it really looks the same as it always did, but it seemed to say that I could put pegs and force that you could only use your half, I could use my half, but not that you have to build a wall, because like we're saying, Hezek Riyah Lo Yishmei Hezek. The Gemara continues asking, Toshima, from Mishnah Chav Beizim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, hachaloinos, regarding windows. In other words, if let's say one of the two partners of this courtyard wants to build a wall in the courtyard opposite that person's house where he has his windows. So says the Mishnah, bein milmala. In other words, whether if the wall that he's building is going to be higher than his friend's window, he has to elevate it at least a height of 4 amis higher than that guy's window. As the Gemara shortly is going to explain from the Braisa, so that he shouldn't lean over his wall and be able to bend over and see into his friend's window. Or bein malmata, or whether if the wall that he's building is lower than his friend's window, where then he has to make it lower at least by a height of dalat amis, so that he can't stand on the thickness of his wall and look into that guy's window. Or bein mekenegdan, or whether if it's just facing opposite that guy's window, he has to distance his wall from that guy's window an area of dalat amis. So because if it's within dalat amis of his window, so then it's going to darken his window. He's not going to have the sunlight, which is the whole purpose of the window, because the wall is going to be right by his window. So either way, says the Mishnah, if you're making a wall between you and the other person that you share the courtyard with, so then it has to be at least higher dalat amis, lower dalat amis, or at least in the length away from it, an area of dalat amis. Matani Allah, we had learned in the Braisa that explained this halacha that said, mil malon, when you're making it higher, it has to be at least higher by 4 amas, kadeshula yatzitz v'yir, that it shouldn't peek over and look into his window. Mil matan, when the wall is lower than his window, has to be at least lower by four amas, kadeshula yamad v'yir, so that it shouldn't stand on his wall and look into his window. Mekenegden, when it's facing opposite, is kadeshula yafla, so that at least you have to be 4 amas away, so that it shouldn't darken his window. But one thing we see is that these halachas are saying that you need to make the wall, and these are requirements that which you have to build more or make it less, that you shouldn't be able to look into his window. Obviously, we see that it's a halachic requirement of making walls that you shouldn't cause damage to someone by looking where you see hezek riyish mei hezek. Says the Gemara, no hezek debay yishani. The damages by looking into someone's house, that's different, because in the person's house, he does very private things. Looking in could cause damage, in contrast to a chatzar. A chatzar is a courtyard. A courtyard is, you do laundry, you do some stuff, but are you doing it in the outside? That, by having one partner look at the other one, even if they're dividing their courtyard, could be, as we're assuming in this Gemara, that it would not be considered any damage, and therefore they would not have to build the wall. It's only like we're saying, if they want to build the wall, then they have to do it this way, but they wouldn't have to, because hezek riyah of a chatzar is leishmei hezek. Gemara has one more raya, Toshima. Namar of Nachman, Namar Shmuel, he says, Gaga samech lechatzach haverit. Regarding a person's roof, which is near his friend's courtyard. So says Rav Nachman, so the person that has his roof, which is right next to that person's courtyard, he has to make a wall that's dalat amis high, so that he shouldn't be able to see into his friend's courtyard when he's using his roof. So you see that even though it's regarding a chatzer, he has to build a wall, because obviously he has a griyish mehazik. And that says the Gemara, no, Shani Hasan, there it's different. The amalei balachatz lebalagag, because the resident of the courtyard could tell the resident of the roof the following thing. Lididi kivili tashmishi. For me, my courtyard, I'm constantly using it. I always do stuff in there. I do laundry. I make some stuff over there. Now, lididcha lo kivilach tashmishtach. But you're not always using your roof. A roof is not a constantly used thing. Sometimes you go ahead and use it. Now, so the owner of the courtyard could tell the owner of the roof, I don't know when you're going to be going up to your roof to utilize your roof. And as we continue on top of Gimel and Aleph, the itzamenach, that I should go ahead and conceal from you things that I do privately. Meaning to say, this is my own private courtyard. So if I shared it with people, yes, I wouldn't do private stuff. But it's only my courtyard. And you're the only other person that could see me. Now, you don't always use your roof. So therefore, the obligation is on you to go ahead and build a wall, because or else I might end up doing private stuff and you might end up looking at me. And the reason I'm doing it is because usually no one's around. So that's why the obligation in that case is for the owner of the roof to build the wall. But regarding a shared courtyard, which is shared by two different parties, there each one is always constantly doing their stuff out there in the courtyard, then neither person in the courtyard is going to do private stuff, and therefore, the possibility would be that then they wouldn't have to have a requirement of making a wall, because then there wouldn't be a hezek riyah. It's only like in Rav Nachman's case, which is almost similar to like a bias, which we said, the guy's doing private stuff, oh, that's hezek riyah, then you got to go ahead and build a wall. Now, the reason why is because he has his own private courtyard. And the only one that could see him is the guy on the roof. And like, you barely come up there. So the few times you come up there, you got to go ahead and have a wall, because I'm going to be doing private stuff because usually not around. That's when you have to go ahead and make a makkah. But again, regarding a courtyard, which people are not doing such private stuff, then could be we wouldn't require a wall, because the hezek riyah of a courtyard is loish mehezek, as our Gemara was learning up until now in this first version, which in the next half we're going to learn a different version of the halacha of the Mishnah. The hashutaf and shorot salas mechitza b'neim was talking about that they wanted to make a wall. If you want to make a wall, then you got to make it. The Mishnah said that the space and the bricks are shared by the two of them. But if they don't want to, even though they're dividing, they wouldn't have to make a wall, because hezek riyah in the courtyard is loish mehezek.